They are here to make sure we live our best life. And we're so excited to have here in the studio Hannah Shiflett and Elizabeth Josie. They are from Clemson Extension Office, and they focus on health and nutrition. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
And we want to brag on our good friend Elizabeth, who on this show for many years went by Elizabeth Parker, but now she's going by Elizabeth Josie because you recently got married.
I did.
Yes.
Well, tell us briefly about the wedding.
It was perfect. It was at the Rock Hill Women's Club. It was absolutely gorgeous. Perfect day, perfect weather, perfect husband. It was great.
What's our favorite husband's name?
Drew.
Drew, okay. Drew.
Congratulations, Drew.
We've seen the pictures, and it looked like it was a beautiful day.
It was. I couldn't have asked for better.
Wow. That's awesome.
And then Hannah, again, if you are paying close attention to our program, has a son, Jackson, who is 10 months old. And he will be a year later this summer.
July.
And you're going through all the fun parts of life.
Yeah, and we're extra teething now. So that's
Isn't it bad?
Yes, it's rough. It's rough.
I didn't mind the other phases. The teething was awful.
So slobbery.
Oh, gosh. Always wearing a bib.
Yeah. Always. And they get more sick because they put everything in their mouth. And
We've escaped sickness, knock on wood, so far. So.
Perfect.
I know.
That's the one phase.
Now that I said that, but...
Yeah, that's a tough phase there. Oh, my goodness. Well, two big life moments for both of you ladies, and we love sharing that with our guests, and we're so happy for your success. So congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Guests, they're more than just guests on the show. They're like family. Members of the family.
That's right.
We're really invested in our guests. Well, again, they're here to make sure we live our best life, and they come on the program with various tips and ideas on how to do that. This month, we're going to focus on hydration. So making sure we drink enough, which I assume we are not drinking enough based on all the reports that I hear a lot of times.
Probably not.
No, that's what I was thinking. I think we're all probably slightly dehydrated all the time.
Especially with the caffeine that we drink.
Right. Well, I was about to say, and Lucas just flung his head over here. He was trying not to, but he did. Because we don't mean caffeine, Diet Coke, Mountain Dew. We mean water.
Water.
Yes.
We're supposed to drink, what, 8 glasses of water? Has that changed?
That's the general rule. Okay. It kind of depends on, you know, if you have certain health conditions and different and like your height, weight kind of thing. But so always good idea to talk to your doctor. But the 8 ounce glasses a day is what we typically hear. Yeah.
With the rise of tumblers, that should be easy, right? Because they've become a fashion statement.
That's right. Yep. So just makes it a little more fun.
Yeah, that one's cute, by the way.
Yeah, real cute. Full of Diet Coke. Just being honest.
Wrong answer.
At least I'm honest around here. That's why Lucas was flinging his head over. I'm going to do better.
All right. So what are the benefits of hydration? Why should we drink our water? Water.
So one of the first things is it helps regulate your body temperature and it helps prevent heat-related illness. So as we move into the summer months, it's hot. We're outside. We're sweating a lot more. And so sweat actually helps the body naturally cool down, which is good. But it can lead to dehydration if the fluids aren't replenished. So you just want to make sure that you're getting the water that you need. Staying hydrated also helps regulate the body temperature and reduces your risk of overheating, as well as prevents serious heat-related illnesses like heat exhaustion or heat stroke. So,
I've always heard if you're thirsty, you're hydrated already. Like you should be drinking consistently throughout part of your day. That if you're like, gosh, I'm so thirsty,
you're not hydrated enough.
Yeah, you're not getting
enough water during the day. Yep. Like it's a sign that
our body's good about telling us what it needs, and sometimes we ignore it, but thirsty is the first sign of you need some water.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So another benefit of making sure we drink enough water, it's because of our physical and cognitive performance.
Yeah. So dehydration can impair both physical and mental performance. It can lead to things like muscle cramps, fatigue. Memory, mood can be not quite as, can be as chipper as, we should be. So we want to keep those things in mind. I know sometimes if I just have a headache or something like that, drink some water and you immediately feel better.
Well, that's a good point.
So if you feel bad, just try to drink some water and see, because sometimes just a little bit of water will help just your overall health.
I know water is not everyone's first go-to beverage sometimes. And the industry, they've tried to bring in things that you can drop in your water to give it a little bit of
a little bit of powder
taste, or, and that's okay. But I will say, as someone who drinks a lot of water because I've had kidney stones and I've got to constantly flush the system because I don't want to experience that. And when I do drink a Coke, it does feel weird. My body feels weird and my skin feels weird as well. I don't know how to describe it. It just doesn't feel right. But,
well, that dry skin can be a sign of dehydration.
Oh,
and,
okay.
That's one of the more advanced signs.
Yep. That tacky feeling like in your mouth, yeah. Dry mouth, sticky feeling. Mm-hmm.
But a little, everything in moderation, right? Like you can have a little bit of a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Not a tumbler full, but I know that's your go-to, so it's okay.
And don't feel like you have to drink a ton of water either. Like, you do not need to be doing those 1 gallon of water a day challenges necessarily. Like, you can drink, sometimes you can drink too much water, especially if you have certain health conditions. Yeah. So, you know, moderation with that too. You don't have to just
kind of
overboard.
Start your day with water.
Yeah. You know, drink water with your meals and snacks like that. And stuff like that. Yeah.
I've also heard that. I've heard the first thing you should do when you get out of bed is have a glass full of water. Mm-hmm. And it does something to your body.
It's good for digestion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Okay, another benefit of making sure we drink enough water, it supports various essential bodily functions.
Mm-hmm. So like Hannah said, it is good for digestion. It also is good for nutrient absorption, so helps our body absorb those nutrients that we're taking in. Also joint lubrication. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us suffer from pain, you know, and so making sure that our body's getting the water it needs can just help with that, as well as maintaining hormonal balances. So we know hormones control everything, it seems like. And so water helps with that regulation and making sure it's all balanced.
Well, it also flushes out your system.
Absolutely.
I mean, call it what it is. I mean, it helps to flush it.
We eat so many things that maybe aren't that great for us. We take medications that help, but, you know, we still need to flush out our system. The blood sugar. So when you have diabetes, water can help. When you're dehydrated, your blood sugar becomes more concentrated. And so water can help regulate those blood sugar levels.
Well, and that brings up another good point. Is it better to drink water like when you eat your meals versus in between meals? Or is there any correlation with that at all? Because a lot of times, I am sipping on Diet Coke throughout the day. I do try to do better when I eat my meals to drink water. Sure. But a lot of people do the opposite. Like, they'll drink water throughout the day, and then they might indulge with, you know, in the South, a sweet tea.
That's what I do for dinner.
Or at dinner.
That's when I have something.
I didn't know if there was any correlation with that.
I haven't looked into any research on it, but something worth looking into.
Yeah, and I know some people, they'll if they're trying to kind of reach a certain weight, some people will drink a glass of water before they start their meal. So that way, I don't want to say it fills them up a little bit.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It'll also help them not to just totally overeat. It'll help them manage their portion size and not indulge.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I've heard people say, too, their food seems to taste better when they drink water. I guess maybe because the palate is constantly being cleaned.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I could see that.
I think learning the difference between thirsty and hungry, too. A lot of people, they don't really, they just know that there's something. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times they reach for the snacks or whatever, but they may really just need some water.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds simple enough, but how do you stay hydrated? Like, what is the recommended dose? What should we be drinking, and how can we accomplish that goal throughout the day?
Yeah, so like we were kind of saying earlier, the typical amount that's recommended is the 8 8-ounce glasses per day. Talk to your doctor if you have certain health concerns, because if you're taking certain medications or have certain problems, you know, sometimes with the kidneys, different things, you know, you want to watch your fluid intake a little bit. But it's actually pretty easy to get your hydration in. Water, milk, fruit juices sometimes is a good way to get some fluids in there. Also, eating hydrating foods. So cucumber, we're getting towards the season where watermelon is really good. So all of those things have high water content, and that'll help with your fluid intake as well.
It's a great conversation to have as we're entering the summer months, especially here in the South. So just grab a tumbler and fill it full of water and just sip on it throughout the day.
Yep. Toss some fruit in there, some herbs.
That's a good great
idea. A little flavor.
We always recommend that to our diabetes participants.
Especially, you have a lot of people say, I just don't like water. Well, put a little fruit in it.
I like it. Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah. Okay, there you go, Ashley.
Okay, I'll try it. I'm going to do better.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Maybe we'll ask you about it next month.
You will.
I'll be accountable. Like that, for sure.
I'll do it.
All right. Well, Hannah and Elizabeth, thank you again so much. They're from the Clemson Cooperative Extension Office, and they focus on health and nutrition in the counties of York, Lancaster, and Chester.